The Bible doesn't say the gates of hell will not prevail against Congress. It says the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. What are the gates of hell, you ask? The sidewalks of American abortion centers, where approximately 3,000 babies are killed every day. We've seen post-abortive women vomiting in the parking lot, women carried off by ambulances. We've seen parents drive in to kill their baby with their other three children in the back seat of the car with them. Couples fighting in the car about whether their child would live or die. The shedding of innocent blood invites God's judgment. By our actions here today and every day, we are standing in the gap for our nation in this spiritual battle.
Thanks so much for watching the podcast. I recently learned that out of all of my viewers, only 15% of you have actually taken the time to subscribe to my YouTube channel. So if you would please subscribe by clicking that bell, it costs you nothing and it's an easy way to support the podcast and ensure that I am always able to bring you the best podcast guests possible. Thanks so much.
Elizabeth Johnson.
Hello, it has been the privilege of my life to be the mother of 10 children. Yes, you heard that right, and yes, I know what causes it. For 2 decades, I pushed strollers and carried my baby's bottles and sippy cups out to the gates of hell to save babies from abortion. What are the gates of hell, you ask? The sidewalks of American abortion centers, where approximately 3,000 babies are killed every day. Could there be a darker place? We've seen post-abortive women vomiting in the parking lot, women carried off by ambulances, women fleeing the abortion center after their pimp drove them off. We've seen parents drive in to kill their baby with their other three children in the back seat of the car with them. Couples fighting in the car about whether their child would live or die. And even women dancing in the parking lot to party music while they wait for their appointment to take the life of their child. We've been insulted and cursed at by abortion doctors and workers, and also helped abortion workers leave the industry to find honorable jobs. With God's help, we've convinced many women to choose life for their child, paid their rent, found them jobs, hosted their baby showers, driven them to doctor's appointments, and brought them into the home for Christmas. After seeing the devastation of abortion up close for over 2 decades, I can tell you with certainty that abortion is truly evil. It not only kills a baby, it kills everything in its wake. It destroys the legacy that that child would have left. It wounds the mother and the father and dangerously enables traffickers, abusers, and predators to erase the evidence of their crime after they pleasure themselves with women while taking no responsibility for their sexual sin. As we are rallying here in D.C. and prodding our legislators to defund Planned Parenthood, let's not forget that regardless of what our elected officials choose to do about Planned Parenthood, God has given us a job to do as well. The Bible doesn't say the gates of hell will not prevail against Congress. It says the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And if we're honest, the real reason Planned Parenthood remains open is not because of what is taking place here in D.C., but it is because the church does not really behave like babies are being killed every day. We say abortion is murder, but we do not act like abortion is murder. I'm guilty too. Who among us is willing to sacrifice something to end this Holocaust? One man who sacrificed much was named David Dalyden. And his sacrifice changed my life. Most of you have probably seen those undercover Planned Parent videos exposing the calloused way this evil organization takes our tax dollars, dismembers little babies, and was caught red-handed selling their body parts for even more profit to be used for expenses. are probably angry about that. You should be. But being angry is not enough. You may be grieved, and you should be. But being grieved and angry and having good intentions will not end this bloodshed. As missionary David Livingstone said, sympathy is no substitute for action. Posting on Facebook and Twitter about Planned Parenthood is good, but doing nothing more is like a Christian German shaking his head about the extermination of Jews, yet never lifting a finger to rescue them as they were kidnapped and killed right under their noses. We can't just come today, hold our signs, pat ourselves on the back, and forget about the unborn tomorrow. Women show up Monday through Saturday for abortions. So the church should also show up Monday through Saturday to provide real solutions and to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the only hope for these women. If you want to be used by God, I have a perfect mission field for you, and it is the Planned Parenthood closest to you. Teenage boys are going there in droves to get protection from the consequences of premarital sex. You can minister to them, men. Fathers are driving their wives there. You can minister to them. Lawn workers, linen delivery drivers, drug pimps are pulling into Planned Parenthood, and you can be the hands and feet of Jesus to them. Moms are driving up and saying, God, I know I shouldn't do this. Could you please give me a sign? Will you be that sign? The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are very few. Please find a Planned Parenthood near you. Pray and offer help to the hurting. Once you witness a baby saved from abortion and see that baby 6 months later that would have been executed in cold blood, you can never unsee it. It will change your life forever. And lastly, as we approach the 250th anniversary of our young nation, it is imperative to remind ourselves that a nation that kills its children will not last long. Amen. There is an ash heap of civilizations like the Mayans, Aztecs, Romans, and many more that practiced child sacrifice. Our memory of them is not their glory, but their inhumanity. May we never get so haughty to think that God owes America his goodness and mercy. The shedding of innocent blood invites God's judgment. By our actions here today and every day, we are standing in the gap for our nation in this spiritual battle. Thank you for being here today. Keep standing. Keep prodding your legislators. Never give up. Keep fighting for the day that this travesty will be as unthinkable as slavery. God bless you.
Are you tired of turning on the TV and feeling like everything you don't believe is being pushed on you? Same here. That's why I joined Angel Studios Angel Guild, and I want you to be a part of it too. This isn't just another streaming platform. When you become an Angel Guild member, you don't just watch. We actually get to vote on which movies and shows get made. It's like having a front row seat to change the entertainment industry from the inside. For as little as $20 a month, you get to vote on movies, stream ad-free, and you get 2 free movie tickets for every Angel theatrical release. If you're tired of the garbage entertainment that fights against your family's values and you want to build something better, this is your chance. Join me and thousands of others in the Angel Guild. Let's put our dollars where our values are and change what's being made for our families. Go to angel.com/Elizabeth and let's support family-friendly and biblical entertainment. That's angel.com/Elizabeth. You don't want to miss out on my weekly blog articles that cover current events and topics that are important to families. Go to my website, elizabethjohnston.org, and subscribe to my newsletter. We have built an incredible community of 80,000 families, and I don't want you to miss out. There is no cost, so go to elizabethjohnston.org/subscribe. There's never been a more important time to teach our children the sanctity of human life. Get my illustrated pro-life children's book, Little Lives Matter, at my website, elizabethjohnston.org.